From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city of Mosul.
The ultimate liberation of Raqqa will probably take longer than Mosul, would be my guess. We're planning to do it in stages, to isolate Raqqa first, followed by an eventual seizure to liberate Raqqa. But it's probably fair to say, with the complexity and the fact that we haven't really got it underway yet, that it'll probably take longer than Mosul.
Townsend said Kurdish rebels and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be a major part of the Raqqa campaign. He said talks with Turkey, who are targeting Kurdish fighters, are underway. At the UN Security Council, the world body's humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien Wednesday said the rebel-held eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone for civilians. He had this message for Russia.
At the very minimum, I call upon all council members who have operational military assets in Syria to take concrete steps to halt the aerial bombardment of civilian areas in order to deliver on your existing international obligations and, above all, to protect civilians and to allow us to deliver humanitarian assistance to those in need.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause last week and its 10-day halt of aerial bombing of the city's center. Burundi has reportedly informed the UN of its plan to withdraw from the Hague-based International Criminal Court, joining South Africa in its stated intention of leaving. Tuesday, the Gambia became the latest country to announce its intention to withdraw. African states have complained the ICC is biased and prosecutes far too many Africans. This is VOA News. Belgian officials failed Wednesday to reach an understanding to clear the way for the signing of a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. It appears a signing ceremony scheduled for Thursday is going to be delayed. Oliver Pasch is minister president of the French-speaking Wallonia region, balking at the pact.
We need clarifications on some chapters of the treaty and of the declarations of the European Commission. This night we will analyze some of texts and we will see tomorrow if it's possible to find an agreement.
The trade deal, 7 years in the making, must be approved by all EU members, including all regions of Belgium. Wallonia has expressed reservations about agricultural imports, environmental and labor standards, and the dispute settlement system. The U.S. Wednesday said it carried out strikes in Afghanistan Sunday, targeting two of al-Qaeda's most senior leaders. The results are still being assessed, but the Pentagon said the targets were Farouk al-Qahtani and Bilal al-Utabi. Meanwhile, the U.S. said five members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula were killed in a strike last week in Yemen. The two main U.S. presidential candidates pressed their case to the voters in states viewed as key to election victory November 8, Wednesday. Democrat Hillary Clinton marked her 69th birthday in Florida with a stop in Tampa.
So when you go to the polls, vote to grow the economy, more jobs with rising incomes. Vote to make the economy fairer.
Her Republican rival Donald Trump ended a 3-day swing through Florida, moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc. French authorities declared the refugee camp known as the Jungle near the port city Calais empty Wednesday. Large parts of the squalid camp went up in flames by some of the departing migrants. Thousands of residents from Africa and South Asia relocated to reception centers across France. Once again, South African police clashed with student protesters, this time outside Parliament. They timed their demonstration as the country's finance minister unveiled a midterm budget. They're demanding free university education. Such protests have hit the country's campuses as part of the government-announced tuition fee hikes. Defying predictions of a downturn in the wake of the vote to leave the European Union, the British economy grew 0.5% in the third quarter, powered by the country's services sector. Israel has recalled its ambassador to the UN Cultural Agency, UNESCO, after its World Heritage Committee Wednesday approved a resolution on the old city of Jerusalem referring to the Temple Mount only by its Arab name. In professional baseball action, the best-of-seven World Series between the Cleveland Indians of the American League and the National League champion Chicago Cubs moves to Chicago for Game 3 Friday after the Cubs even the series at one game apiece Wednesday night 5-1. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.